So I would like to inquire how many of you are here for the first time this evening? Okay, welcome. Dobrodošli. And I hope you enjoy yourself. And if you have any questions, forget them. No. If you have any questions, then you can ask any of the devotees here. They'll be more than happy to tell you why we wear the stuff on the forehead. And even more serious questions than that. So, I guess it's been about 2 years, right? Yeah, since I've been here. Lately, people, when I come to their temple, they say, Maharaj, how long are you going to stay? And I usually say something like, well, I'm hoping for another 25 years or so. It's actually quite a relevant answer because, as many of you may know, my boat has been through a turbulent storm of late. And someday Mayapur is going to write a book about my experiences. It's quite a comedy routine. If you ever want to try something much more interesting than alcohol or drugs or try comas, they're very interesting. I did a couple of them last year. I didn't like it, so I came out. But seriously, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank everybody for your good wishes and prayers and thank you. One realization I had was that why is it that we have to wait until someone is on death's doorstep before we express our good feelings and emotions, and I'm talking in general about all devotees, towards one another? In some ways, I'm kind of a high profile devotee. It's only because I've been around for 32 years or something like that. And when you're, you stick around that long, people just kind of naturally show you a little respect, but actually, I'm just an ordinary bloke. like anyone. Loaf, that's an English expression. But I really did feel the loving energy that I got from friends and well-wishers all over the world. It was I was just in Sarajevo, and a number of devotees came up to me and said, "Maharaj, Maharaj, we're so glad to see you alive." And what it was they said that they were having kirtans there, in prayer for me, and they were really glad to see that the kirtans work. Actually, that's you all know better than me, but Bosnia is a very kind of funny place to go. I had a reunification with Minka, Daksha Prabhu. Who knows Minka on a television show? Who doesn't know? She's too young to know. In some ways, I'm kind of got a little bit of reputation lately. Well, maybe even before, as the Jerry Seinfeld of ISKCON. And it was so funny because I was just in Sweden, and one devotee there who I visited, maybe known to some of you here, but he's doing okay. But he showed me this video clip of a stand-up routine by Jerry Seinfeld. Not the sitcom, but, he was in good New York Jewish tradition. He was doing a comedy routine on stage. And he was ridiculing a lot of the things that people do, and they don't even realize how foolish and funny they are. And one of them was, he was talking about airlines when you get on a flight. So sure enough, when I went from Zagreb to Sarajevo, the stewardess, or now they call them flight attendants, because stewardess is too sexist, so you got to be politically correct and say flight attendant, because you don't know whether it's a man or a woman. So we're already up in the air, so many thousands of feet, and she goes through her little routine.
Okay. Ona mi je, u mene već kad smo bili nekoliko stotina, nekoliko tisuća stopa u zraku je počela se to vidim u recimu.
First of all, the pilot comes on and says, and this was, you know, it wasn't like a 747 or anything. It was a, you know, a prop airplane, you know. If one of the props goes, you crash and you're finished. So the pilot comes on and says, I want everybody to pay strict attention to our flight attendant. She's going to show you some very valuable things about flying on this plane. And sure enough, she takes out one of those seat belts. And she takes a couple of minutes, does it twice, shows you how to lift the buckle and put the seat belt in. Now, anybody who's ridden in a car after 1965 knows how to put a seat belt on. But they got to show you again, you know, how to make sure you get your seat belt on. And then she said that there's no smoking on this flight and no smoking in the bathroom. And then she said, anyone caught smoking in the bathroom will be asked to immediately leave the plane. I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, anyway. We're going to get a little more serious here now. I want to apologize again for the seating capacity here. I mean, the number of seats for our guests, and I'm told that this will be remedied fairly soon. We'll have a better place to meet. We're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, as it is. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
It's, yeah, tonight is, this is comedy night. So, you know, the speakers don't show up on time. We don't have a Croatian Bhagavad Gita. And there's more surprises as the night goes on.
Ovo je naša komedija, prvo govoriti na Bogu na vreme, zatim nemamo Bhagavad Gita u Hrvatskom, a piše još da može neko koji će bude.
Being from Split, I know that you're all internationally educated. You probably don't even need Croatian translation.
Twelve five.
Klesho dikataraste sham avyakta sakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukham dehavadbir avapyate. For those whose minds, this is for those of you who only speak English. Are there anybody, is there anybody besides me in that category? I'm going to read it anyway. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied.
Oni čiji su umovi vezani za neočitovani, neosobni vid svešnjima, sve neko mukom napravili. Za tjelovina bića uvijek je teško napraviti na tom procesu.
Responsively, everyone, repeat.
Moje ostavljate. Oni čiji su umovi vezani, za neočitovani, neosobni vid svešnjima, sve neko mukom napravili. Za otjelovina bića uvijek je teško napredovati u tom procesu. Nikak. Mražni savjet je na dobro čitanje radi vašeg sve. Transcendentalisti
počeli.
Transcendentalisti kao cijeli put nepojmljivog, neočitovanog, neosobnog svešnjeg gospodina nazivaju se Gijani ljudi. A osobe koje su potpuno svjesni Krišne za prve služe gospodina nazivaju se Bhakti ljudi. Ovdje je jasno na opisana razlika između Gijani ljudi i Bhakti ljudi. Proces Gijani ljudi je vrlo težak, premda na kraju dovodi osobe do istoga cilja. Dok je put Bhakti joge izravno služenje sve više božanske osobe, lakši i prirodni kontinuirani dušu. Individualna je duša od davnika od kinovina, da nije bilo teško čak i teorijski shvatiti da nije tijelo. Zato Bhakti joge obožava božanstvo Krišne, jer tako može iskoristiti tijelo za kašanje uvježenje u njegovu umu. Naravno, obožavanje sve više gospodina u njegovu obliku hranu nije igrao po konsu. Prema vestnim spisima postoje dva načina obožavanja svešnja. Sabuna, svedukama i nirguna, bez obitelja. Obožavanje božanstva u hranu naziva se sabuna obožavanje, jer gospodina predstavlja materijalne ljudi. Do kada gospodina u ovih načina zbog materijalnih sastojaka, kao što su kamen, drvo ili ulje na slika, nije materijalno. To je apsolutno prirodno svešnje gospodina. Ovdje možemo navesti jednostavni primjer. Na ulici možemo vidjeti pošteno se ljušiće i ako mi ih ugasimo pismo, po naše prirodno bez problema sliči na svoje ovo ljušiće. Na bilo koje stvari se ljušiće i imitacija se ljušiće, koja nije postavila pošta, neće se ljušiće. Sveš na tome, ovdje je božanstva, oglašena reprezentacija Boga, koja se naziva Ača Vigaha. Taj Ača Vigaha je internacija sve više gospodina. Bog će prihvatiti sliku kroz taj oblik. Gospodin je samoruč, sjelučan. Stoga svoje ača i drahan kanaci može prihvatiti sliku Bakve, samo kada čovjeku u uvjetovanom životu olakša proces. Tako Bakva može odmah, bez poteškoća, izravno prići središnje, a uputiti sredbenika intensivističke škole i drugom gospodinu teže. Oni moraju shvatiti na očitovanu reprezentaciju središnjima kroz vesti spisa poput Upanišada, naučiti jezik, sad ih natomljive osjećaja i spomnjati sve po procesu. To nije baš lako za odrešnje čovjeka. Osoba u svjesnosti Krišne, koja predano služi, veoma ovako spoznaje sve više dužnosti osobu, jedno samo zahvaljujući vojsku i ljubavstvu na biti nebožitelja, odavljeno poštovanje dužnosti i stavu s kreticima, slušan je gospodina slava i jedan je sada pravene priloženje gospodine. Impersonalisti na godinu nepotrebno prihvaćaju težak put, izlažući se opasnosti i na kraju nespoznan apsolutni cilj. На персоналисти, да пикат опасности, проблема и потешнича, не да се да приведе на кони особи. Слича на лома, кога се нишива само там. Там е речена на особа, која се на край мора приведе се ишни бъдности особи. Така се спиравали на тези сухатки. А люди се кога настоят сватите, што е, а што не е брахмана, и там е проведе чикав свой живот. Оставя резултати свой жихнатно. Затова да спомнявам всички страните, да не прихвати на тежък, който се настъпва, да храни да се сърт ние по себе. Живо диша вече не е главна душа, и ако се жари стъпите и духа на сумен, може спогнат и два обилища се и природа, вечни си дяни, али не и божество. Мира Шибахте, така два научени трансценталистки процеси дяни и ви, може дължи да бахте и да, къде не се ужима. Сада дума се набавя и персонализм, такова же пръща и за проблема, и вежи же оставите се изгледа. Както отделаме на душа, увек има проблема с неочетелина. И изгледаме свежен от процеса и от други спогна. Сада жива душа бъде мишна неодосна. И трябва знати да се спогна неочетелина, който ви природи ми за духовно важен глас. Нека сме трябвали приятели за това процес. Надали пута свако живо грише, който са отлични. Те захвила толкова му по-свечен, стане на служене. Жърви и занимали си тъде на служене, по-свия пакт на това поклоня към атеизм. Така никъде, особито ово много, не ли сме трябвали отъгривати или да стихат от процес, на своя пошиване на нещо ново очитване, не продниво и да дадат се на стихия, ваше обръщение на ново стихия, от първите ще се направи.
Клейшо дикатарасте и шамавьякте сакта чейта самавьякте хир дукам дейхават мировапите. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied. So this chapter, the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, is entitled Bhakti, Devotional Service.
On chisim o vizedim, da ne očekam, ne osobim i središim, svetom u kojim napredim. To tijelo mi nabiče uvijek i teško napredim u tom procesu. Ovo poglavlje, 12. poglavlje, da nam vidjeti da od tebe ne služim.
By the way, this program tonight is being sponsored by the Gaudiya Math, and our Acharya is, it's by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, although we don't see any sign here saying that. And we do have a founder Acharya, although his picture is not anywhere. His name is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sometimes it is the duty of the older, the father. Yeah, in this case I don't see any of my brothers here. It's the duty of the father to chastise, and it's a pretty big mistake we made here this evening. Well, we do have the Mahamantra this night. This Bhagavad Gita is the Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Ова Бхагавад Гита е Бхагавад Гита, какво е искал, кой е написал Шрила Прабхупада на Божествено.
The Bhagavad Gita is known as the ABC, learning alphabet, of yoga.
Бхагавад Гита е познат като абецеда йога.
All the different systems of yoga are described in the Bhagavad
Gita.
Of course, yoga means to link with the supreme. The English word yoke comes from the Sanskrit word yoga or yoga. But at the end of that description, Lord Krishna, who is known as Yogeshwar, or the master of all yogis, the master of all mystics, describes the topmost yoga system. So the point here is that we are not promoting bhakti yoga by our own fanciful imagination. But it is actually in the authorized books of knowledge. So, 6th chapter, 47th verse, I'm sure you all know it by heart. Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha. And of all yogis, he who worships me with faith and devotion is the highest of all. That is my opinion.
A u stihu 6.47, Krišna kaže, ona je pod svakom vjerom uvijek predira u meni. To u sedmi uvijek mislim na meni, i kasno da mi služi svi dalje. Najprisnije se jedinu sami na jogi i najviše u psihiju, to je moj mišljenje.
Actually, we can see that that is quite practical.
Sada možemo vidjeti da to je bilo praktično.
What, I mean, people do. Today, people do practice various kinds of meditation. In fact, I saw one poster downtown advertising our Sunday feast, and along with our poster, there were about 3 other posters advertising other meditation groups. And all of them were, number one, impersonal paths. Their conclusion is that once you become realized, you lose personal identity and you merge with the total Brahman, you become homogeneous.
I sada druga grupa, kao prvo, su bila svetanici impersonalna puta, što znači da nikom više neka osoba postane samospoznata da gubi svoje osobnosti svata se sa neočitavanjem
In fact, some of you may have seen recently there was a lot of advertisement in the media for Kumbh Mela. Did anybody see anything on the television or in the newspaper in January, Kumbh Mela? Come on. Madonna went there.
Madonna is on the show.
Richard Gere, he went there.
Richard Gere is on the show.
I think Sharon Stone also went.
Sharon Stone to go to the show.
It's the largest spiritual festival in the world. It's more than a month long, and on the most important day, there are close to 20 million people there. That's a little bit bigger than New York City. A lot of people just to converge on one place for one day. What you see is, it's like a bazaar actually. You see all different people promoting various different saints and mystics and yogis and that you were away from my work. You said leave them alone is my voluntary. But invariably, all of them have more or less the same conclusion, the impersonal conclusion. Of course, there are four major lines, spiritual traditions, who are devotees of Krishna. But this impersonal path is very attractive to people. Because you don't have to surrender to a personal deity. You don't have to become a servant of a personal god. Their conclusion is that you are God. I mean, I knew I was good, but I didn't think I was that good. It's actually ludicrous. Madhvacharya lists 101 refutations. It's called Mukta Tattvavali, and he lists 101 refutations, very good refutations of this impersonal philosophy. The very first one is that if we are all God, then there's no question of individuality. I am you. And you are me. The Beatles sang that. We are all together. But, so, who am I preaching to today? I'm talking to myself. So you'll see these people, Maharishi, he cuts a really good profile. He's always giggling. You ever noticed on his television show, he's always
giggling.
I don't think it's because he's realized, otherwise what he have to do with me and Pharaoh. But that's because they realize this is silly, I'm talking to myself, and then they chuckle and laugh. And in fact, another argument is that if I am you and you are me, if you have realized it, then I should have also realized it. And like that, there are so many illogical conclusions from their philosophy. If everything is one, if it's all one homogeneous energy, and you get hungry, why don't you just eat kuna? If you're very hungry, you could eat 100 kuna. But no, you take the kuna to the store and you buy some vegetables. So more or less, this philosophy, although it sounds good, it's not much more practical than any other hobby that you have. Here in the Bhagavad Gita, he's speaking to us that there's a lot of trouble in trying to follow the impersonal path. First of all, Vedanti tattavidastattam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. There are three levels of realization: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Or the impersonal path, the path of realizing God within the heart, and the path of realizing the supreme, loving, beautiful person who has activities. So, if you take up the impersonal path and merge in the first level, Brahman, you know, now I'm God, Om, and, you know, you remain a tiny atom of Brahman for a few billion years. It's true. You can succeed following this impersonal path, but there's no guarantee of success. In fact, the path you're taking is practically offensive to God. You're his competitor. Krishna says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. I am the foundation of Brahman. Brahman is coming from me. He says, Mayata tamidam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina. I am spread everywhere in my impersonal energy, but it's coming from me. So if you're fortunate, you can go, and by fortunate I mean you come in contact with a bhakti yogi, then you can go from Brahman to Paramatma, and ultimately you can come to the highest level of Bhagavan, which includes the other two. But it is not easy. People practice meditation today in Kali Yuga, but I'm sorry, folks, but it's actually imitation. It's not meditation in the strict sense. Not that it's a particular credit, but there is some relevance. I have lived in India for the last 29 years. And I have met everybody. Right from the guy with a lot of hair who gives ashes to, you know, the people in Hardwar who, you know, sit like this for months on end. And the fact is that to conceive of God as unmanifested is very difficult, and to practice the sadhana required to achieve that realization is virtually impossible for any but a very few. It is stated in the Vedas, Kritaya Dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajato Makai. In Krita Yuga, or the age of goodness, Satya, people live for 100,000 years plus, and they practiced meditation very strictly and very austerely. In the next age, Dwapar Yuga, people engaged in chanting of mantras and fire sacrifice, Vedic mantras, not Maha Mantra, but very intricate Sanskrit mantras, and big, giant fire sacrifices Anyway, it was a very elaborate ritual.
Pritta means suffering. It comes straight to you. Oh, you didn't get that. That's what I just said now. This is cooperative trachea.
Encephalopathy, brain fog. Treta Yuga is after Krita Yuga or Satya Yuga, and people do live sacrifices.
Okay, after Satya Yuga, after Treta Yuga, and then we'll be surviving Jitta,
they live upwards of 10,000 years, and they have good health, good brain, and they can make spiritual progress by that process. Dwaparo Parichayadyam. In Dwapar Yuga, people practiced temple worship, and if you have ever been to one of our temples, we're pretty good at keeping the temples clean and holding the ceremonies, etc. But it is nothing in comparison to the type of temple worship that was done in Dwapara Yuga when people lived for 1,000 years. Now, if you want a reference for that, Moses was said to have lived 900 years plus, and that was around 5,000 years ago. And that was the end of Dwapara Yuga. Kalo tad hari kirtanat. In this age of Kali Yuga, the prescribed method, which is simultaneously easy and sublime for everyone, is the chanting of the holy names of God. What are some of the characteristics of Kali Yuga? Prinalpayasa sobhya kalo asmin yuge jana. Hello, Kali Yuga, Asmin Yuge, this Yuga, age of Kali. Alpa, people have less of Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya. They have less intelligence. They're troubled by bad karma. It is very difficult to even raise a family. Things are so tough. And a very superficial interest in spiritual life. I don't know, my memory is So, to not take a very easy and sublime path and to take to something which is very difficult under the false promise that you can become God, that is foolish.
Stoga je glupo odbaciti uzvišen i lagan put koji nudimo i prihvatiti jedan težak put koji nas zavodi na pomisao da ćemo postati Bog.
In fact, it is the sum total of all foolish. It's stupid.
U stvari to je jednostavno broj posebnošnje gluposti, to je jednostavno budaj.
So that Lord Krishna is pointing this out here to Arjuna. Now, Arjuna is not just, you know, an ordinary person in the street. He's emperor of the whole world.
Krishna ne to ovdje ukazuje Arjuna. Arjuna nije to obično ostalo sa ulicu, on je sad svijet.
And he's about to fight in one of the most horrific battles ever.
On se upravo priprema da pošeti jednu od najgrudomornijih bitaka ikada.
And for him to think of practicing yoga, it would be impossible. You know, what do? Sit down in the middle of the battlefield and you'd have your head chopped off in minutes, seconds.
I za njega je nekako što ne pomisli na prakticiranje joga, znači ako je kojeg pola što bi trebalo raditi sjesti i čekati da mu neko sjeće glavu da on radi sve vježbe pisane.
So Krishna is teaching Arjuna. He tells Arjuna, Bhaktosi me sakache ki rahasyam yeta uttamam, because you are my devotee. I'm giving you this knowledge. And he's giving it to all of us. How we can transform our lives, our daily lives, into spiritual lives. Anyone knows. All over the world. I get people approach me here. Maharaj, I'm a devotee, and could you give me a visa for America so I can go to Harvard University? Or everybody knows if you want to get a good degree in science or technology, you go to Yale or Princeton or Harvard.
Svako zna da ako želite steći neku kvalitetnu diplomu iz znanosti i tehnologije, onda idete na mjesto kao što su Harvard i
Princeton. It's not that someone's a national traitor. They just have state-of-the-art knowledge there. They research the budget, the science. You can get it there. Bring it back to Croatia. No problem.
Maharaj ovdje ste čak prilazio Hrvatske osobe da pokaže jasno vakta da ne bi mogo sve ti vidi da vam tamo studirate. To je da na takvim mjestima zaista možemo steći pravilno obrazovanje i to ne znači da osoba i zaista svog naroda hodi na mjesto gdje može steći to da vidi i da se vrati te naši.
Similarly, people know around the world, and I've been around the world, so I can say this. If you want knowledge and philosophy about spiritual life, India has had thousands and thousands of years tradition of spiritual, cultivating spiritual knowledge.
Слушай, то я поздно по всем свету, а то, что я делаю, как бы, удалку света, я это могу сказать. Да, пожалуйста, знание, философию, духовную живую, когда Индия со своим традицией много тысяч годов на право место на то.
Now, if you think that our description of bhakti yoga sounds very similar to what your local priest was teaching you, you're right. God is a person, and you're a person, and you have an eternal loving relationship with Him.
Из нашего бхакти йога Кришна, что ты получала ваш сочин по правости, за то, что у Сары говорим о Иисус Правда, что вы особо, да, был особо, и вы это вечно достигли в России.
But the similarity more or less stops there.
Между тем, сочность моя еще тут прекрасна.
We're not asking you to serve God, to love God, to worship God, because your father did and your father's father, or for any particular sentimental reason. In fact, we want you to apply rational, sakaran shraddha, intelligent faith.
Ovaj proces da obožavate Boga, da volite Boga, da služite Boga zato što su to radili vaši preci, vaše zasluženje i tako dalje. Ne, mi kažemo da aktivno uključite svoju inteligenciju, da vaša vjera bude temeljena na inteligenciji.
In fact, I think you're going to find that if you don't satisfy your thirst for knowledge by hearing from the right source, the spiritual books of knowledge, your determination to follow a spiritual path will be greatly challenged.
Čak što više vidjet ćete da ako ne zadovoljite svoje znatiženje i svoje želje za znanje, čitajući vjerodostojni spisak, tada će vam vaša odlučnost da ostajete na duhovnom putu biti pred velikim izazovom.
You need to understand the difference between personal and impersonal.
Now,
it's true. In India you might see, but in Croatia you probably don't see any yogis walking around the streets in their, you know, kopins with, you know, their tridents or whatever.
Ovdje Hrvatska to nije baš neki uobičajen prizor, ali u Indiji možete vidjeti jogi kako šeću na okolo svojim pregačama sa štapovima, produkcijama i tako dalje.
And you may wonder why, I've heard people say, why is Swami Bhaktivedanta talking about impersonalists, you know, where are these impersonalists? I don't see any. But you'll be surprised that the tendency is there in all of us to not want to surrender to a person. If you accept God as a person, even theoretically, then that means you have a responsibility to surrender.
Now, vi ćete iznenađeni, svi mi imamo tu sklonost, jer ako prihvatimo Boga kao osobu, to znači da se moramo predati posle nekakav osjećaj odgovornosti prema toj osobi.
For example, today, Buddhism is quite popular amongst many celebrities. As I said, most people in this age are superficial. They have never read the teachings of Amitabha Buddha.
Никогда не прочитали учения по Библии.
They've never tried to understand the philosophy.
Никогда не покушали факты философии.
And if they did, they would see that it's not even very cogent or very stable. For example, they have 9 tenets, 9 major points. One is that the creation is eternal, therefore there's no need of a creator. Sounds good, right? Creation is eternal. Yeah, we accept that. So there's no need of a creator. But another one of their points is that the ultimate goal is nirvana or annihilation. So where's the question of annihilation if everything's eternal?
Međutim, druga njihova poanta je da je cilj svega stopiti se sa nirvanom, dotiči nirvanu poslije. Ali to je u kontradiktornosti sa ovim prvim principom, ako je sve vječno, je onda uopće ulazi u igru nirvana.
All the way through there are holes, and the very last point, which a lot of people like, it's, you know, it's kind of grabs the heart. One should show compassion to others. So, that's good. I like that. I mean, we also believe that one should show compassion. What they're talking about is one should do charitable works. One should show compassion.
Mi također to vjerujemo, to je jako dobro, oni govore o tome da se treba raditi dobrotvorne stvari, pomagati ljudima i tako dalje, pokazati se onima što.
But that is a relative consideration. It's not absolute, it's relative.
Međutim, to je relativna stvar, nije apsolutna.
I can show compassion to someone who's junior to me, but, you know, I can show compassion to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I want to be compassionate upon you today and to bless you with, So people are so superficial that they never go into this. I think His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, is coming here to Split in a few weeks or something like that. Huh? In September. Now, he is head of the Tibetan Buddhists. But there are many, many more Buddhists in China. First of all, they have 1.5 billion people. Of course, some people think Tibet is part of China. That's another thing. But the Buddhists in China are all strict vegetarians. His Lowliness is not. He's not a vegetarian. He eats everything that you give him. That's his path. I don't eat meat, and I don't not eat meat. I flow with meat. Now, I've met him. He's a nice guy. And he's got compassion. And he smiles a lot. Nice guy. He came as the chief guest to one of our functions in
Bombay.
But it's not a philosophy. Ahimsa, paro dharma. That, with the appearance of Buddha, was to stop animal killing. The highest religion is ahimsa, or non-violence. Some Buddhists teach that. But people don't even think about any of these things. You know, it's like you go into Baskin Robbins, you know, and what flavor ice cream do you want? We have 32 flavors. Pick any one you want. You know, which religion do you want? We have many varieties, whichever one suits you. You know, if you like this kind of sense gratification, this religion allows it. If you, you know, want this one, you know, these guys are fanatics, you can be one of them, or, you know. It's enough to make a guy go back into coma. I mean, it's really bad. So, what I would like to see is that all of you make an effort to grow up in your spiritual lives. And I suggest that you use your heart and your intelligence both. We have got something very sweet, something very nice, and something extremely authorized or orthodox. But if you have some other idea, then talk about it. Let's discuss. If you have something better, something closer to the truth, then don't leave me all up behind. Take me with you. But if we've got something better, get on board. One of the best things to come out of, well, first of all, I want to let you know that I'm Canadian, I'm not American. Now, that said, Americans have a tendency to try to tell the world how they should behave. Have you noticed that? They know it all, right? In fact, there was a movie made many, many years ago called The Ugly American about somebody who went to China and
Čak je prije mnogo mnogo godina bio snimlje da je film koji se zvao Ružni Amerikanac, nešto sa diplomatskim, u vezi sa diplomatskim odnosima s tim.
Especially I saw they were very heavy on South Africa and their policy of apartheid.
Primijetio sam da se bili vrlo teški po pitanju Južne Afrike i njihovom politikom apartheida.
But America is full of apartheid, economic, social, in so many ways they persecute the Afro-Americans or the blacks.
Na samo Amerika je puna apartheida, društveno, ekonomski. Na toliko mnogo načina ona stvari problem afričkom identitetu.
And in recent times it reached a zenith, it reached its height in the 60s. So the nice thing was that those people, their reaction to all the persecution, and they were beaten, they were raped, they were abused in so many ways. If you watch, I mean, one thing about America is that whatever they've done, a good percentage of it has been videoed or movies have been made of it because, you know, freedom of the press, so-called. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, try. Sure.
Jedna druga stvar u Americi je tzv. Sloboda izvještavanja i tako sve te loše stvari koje su se događale, recimo ako su bili radni objekti izvještavanja, silovanja, fizičke izvještavanja i tako dalje, to je sve na neki način obilježeno, snimljeno i filmom bi se to ne snimljeno.
So, the black people's reaction to all that abuse was they took shelter of God.
Međutim, reakcija tih ljudi crnica, koji su prošli iz takvog izostavljanja, bila da se uzeli utočište u Bogu.
And one thing that grew out of that period was something that was really nice. Of course, you know, all the football players, all the baseball players, and all the basketball players. If you play America, what you're actually playing is you're playing black America. You know, it's all, they're all 7 foot, 8 foot guys that they've imported from Africa. So you don't have a chance, you know. It's the, they call it the dream team, but they could give it the Afro-American team name. But, anyway, one of the things that grew out of that era was gospel music. Okay.
It's all right,
it's
okay. Pogotovo u košarci, također I u američkom ragbiju I u bejzbolu. Da, uglavnom su to crnci, stvari svi su crnci, iako u svom svojom sinu su crnci, ali tamo dođete na neke šanse kako mi stigate, jer oni su svi visoki iz crvene vrste stopa, što je preko za neka, I uvode ih uglavnom iz Afrika, tako da.
Have any of you ever heard gospel music, good gospel music?
Je li ko čuo tu gospel gospel music?
It's not only very spiritual and very lively,
ne samo da je vrlo duhovno, je vrlo živahno.
But they're very talented.
Oni su također vrlo talentirani.
If you go to a church on a Sunday, a black church, the whole church is up and they're all hallelujah, brother. Yeah! Woo! Go!
Ako ne bi je ovdje to rekao u crkvu gdje se kupe akcije Amerikanci, to je vrlo živ crkvu tako, su to pjevali u crkvu.
I mean, they're praising the Lord with soul music.
Hvala gospodina sa dušom I sa duhom I razim su.
And that helped them to pass through that period.
I to je jedna stvar koja mi pomogla da prođu kroz taj period teškoća.
So, the conclusion of my lecture this evening is to sing one gospel song for you. Actually, one of my godbrothers, who's in charge of Argentina, he recently got this recording, which he wanted to introduce to his Hare Krishna band in Argentina. And so he got this recording of, well, who's the most famous gospel singer and rhythm and blues lady singer that you can think of? Huh? Aretha! Yeah! So, Aretha Franklin, I mean, she is good. So this is a recording from the 60s, and it's so beautiful. It's, people get ready. There's a train. I can't sing anyway. She's talking about there's a train coming. Everybody get ready. All you got to do is get on the train. And the only ticket you have to pay is your faith in God. And you don't need no luggage. And it's a really beautiful song. And this is, you know, this is not Tina Turner, who turned herself away from soul music for making money. Aretha Franklin was much better than Tina Turner, and she dedicated her life to this, a good part of her life to this gospel music. So, all right. Okay, by God's mercy.
Jedan od njegove braće po Bogu koji pobožuje da bi ti njim, da bi da mi samo nabavio jednu koču ili snimku sa te stoga tu i dao je manođu da posluša i tu je Alisa Kjentin i ona tjela manjku pjesmu da ne znam se pokušati, ja bih rekla da ne znam se. Cijela oblaka koja dolazi kao dolazinski vlak i cijena karte za vlak, nije potrebna karta, ali potrebno je imati vjeru. I ne treba da pođe nekakva pitara. I to je jako sretna sa pjesmom Lisa Kvitu, koja nije kao Tina Turner, koja se okrenula od tog glazbe kako bi kako bi zaradila više novca.
Da, I don't know. Yep. So there's a train coming, and I hope you all get on board. Interestingly enough, there is a survey done yearly of countries and the people, whether they're satisfied or not with their lives, the satisfaction index.
Svake godine se radi ispitivanje javnog mnjenja po zemljama i pitanje da li su ti ljudi u nekoj zemlji zadovoljni sa svojim životom, znači koje su objektivni neki kriteriji, kako su zadovoljni sa onom
distancijom. And America is like number 46.
Amerika je na rangu listi zemalja po zadovoljstvu njenih stanovnika broj 46.
UK is 37.
Velika Britanija je 37.
Bangladesh is number one. More people there. I'm telling you, more people there say they're happy in life. And amazingly, Croatia is pretty close in that area. 10 or well, they're not in Split, they're in Zagreb. I think they won the football match this year, that's why.
Mislim, taj stava što su ove godine pobjerili na nekoj novinakom utakmici u kupu.
we were in, I was recently in Brazil. So we went to this one psychic healer there in Brazil. But after that, we went to Rio. Because we have thousands of devotees there. So, just by chance, it happened to be the same time as the Brazil Cup. And our host just happened to mention to us that he had 4 free tickets. So Mayapur forced me to go. I think there's one player on Vasco that's from Croatia, right? Anyway, we went to Maracana.
There's
150,000 people. It's the largest stadium in the world. And the area where we were seated was like the people were just ecstatic that we were there. And every time Vasco scored a goal, which was the Rio team, they came up and offered obeisances to us. I couldn't believe it. It's true. It's true. I've got pictures of it. Anyway, I wanted to again thank all of you for your blessings and good wishes, both here and in Pula, camp there, and,
you know.
Are there any questions, smart remarks, or wisecracks, or yeah, I paid her to ask. Go
ahead. I wanted to ask about this philosophy that you always say to be first lost and get identification.
You know what? You know what? I'm deaf in my right ear. Just a second. Seriously. My poor, I have a joke. We have fun because he'll say something to me. I thought he said something else. This sounds dope.
Iskon priče u našem propovjedanju se spominje samo taj dualizam, samo da smo različiti, ne spominje se taj ta polovica našeg podrotira su istovremena i jednu svog podrotira naša. To se pročisti do Lidom, to je jedno od učenja ovih drugih vašnosti što izravnajem što možemo zvisti tam.
This is a fairly technical question for a sentence piece, but she thought that. She's not translating it. But Ved Aved means, as you said, one with and different from. That expression applies in different ways. The most important thing is that Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is present in the creation and can be perceived, as he describes in the Bhagavad Gita, within his creation. And at the same time, he is never outside of Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parityaja padam ekam nagacchati. When he wants to do some work, Krishna at home, God at home with his family and friends, is Krishna. But when he has to do some work, he expands himself as Vishnu. And it is actually Vasudeva, Krishna, or Vishnu, who is present in the material world as Paramatma, or as within Andantarasta Paramanu Jayantarastam, within every atom. So Krishna can be perceived by his mercy only. There's nothing that you can... Bhakti Siddhanta used to say that one should not try to see God, but one should act in such a way that God will see you. Either Krishna will see you, or Radharani will see you, or Bhakti Devi will see you, and then the mercy will descend. But some people take it that God is remote. He is different from us, and he is remote. And there is no immediate presence of Krishna. And therefore it is practically impossible for me to realize God in my present condition, being covered by ignorance. But this is not a perfect understanding. God is also present immediately, and we can realize him, especially to the point that we can be liberated from this material world and be with him in the spiritual world. Now there is a very fine difference between dualism and Ved Aved, and I think it more or less centers around those who are dualists. Their idea is that you have to achieve God by going through certain stages until you reach the highest stage. Then from that point, in other words, you have to become a brahmana and or a sannyasi before you can realize God. And very often, they also worship God as Lakshmi Narayan rather than as Krishna or Vasudeva. Because they don't have this sense that Kunti Devi can realize God, that Kolavecha Sridhar can realize God. They think that you have to first become a Brahmana. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established that no, God is present here within his creation by the mercy of the devotees. He can be revealed. The worship of Radha Krishna is exactly that. Krishna appears in the form of his Archa Vigraha Murti. We just read about that in the purport. That's the best answer I can give from what I heard. I can always claim later if I didn't answer it that I didn't hear her properly.
Well, I am, because you're explaining that the relationship of Krishna is in the creation and passing the beauty to their wonderful. But because maybe the question is so efficient, it's okay.
No, the soul and Krishna are one and different in quality. I mean, they're one in quality, different in quantity. That's an easy one. Yeah, but my father said, never say yeah, but. If you're going to say yeah, that means you agree. If you're going to say but, that means you don't agree. So don't say yeah, but. Say no, I don't agree. No, we're equal to Krishna in quality, but we're never equal to Krishna in quantity. That's why we're here in the material world. That's why we're in ignorance right now. God never becomes Daridra. Daridra Narayana, that's a Mayavadi conception. That was Vivekananda. Worship God in the poor man. God is there in the heart of every living being, but we are not equal to God. It's like two birds sitting on a tree, and one bird is eating the fruit of the tree, and the other bird is watching on. When is this yo-yo going to turn to me and surrender? You know, it's really just eating the fruit, he's going to get, diarrhea or something. Probably. There are always two, and it's based on quality. Our oneness is based on quality. And our difference is based on quantity. Everybody understands that, right? Any other questions? I promise not to. You can ridicule me this time. Go ahead. How many of us today here do not understand what I'm saying? If you don't understand what I'm saying, then don't raise your hands. Now, how many of you don't understand my English? Most of the people understand. One person. Oh, I see. I think people in Split are pretty highly educated people.
They're
naturally. Yeah. to. Even the women are intelligent. There are four orders, four instructions that Prabhupada gave us. If any of you have heard me lecture before, you probably know three of them. Who knows? Prabhupada's instructions that we must follow. Chant Hare Krishna. Have no worries. And be happy. That was Prabhupada's instruction. It's really interesting how we look at things, you know. Happiness is a state of almost positive thinking. Just like people think of love as being a noun. You know, love is something that happens to you. It's a feeling that you get. It's a noun. But that's wrong. Love is a verb. It actually involves action. You have to create relationships. You have to work at it.
Ono znači da se moramo uključiti u akciju, moramo djelovati i stvarati odnose, ulagati svoj trud.
It's the most important thing that you have to do in your life is learn how to build relationships and finally with Krishna.
Najbitnija stvar u vašem životu koju morate
učiti
je kako stvoriti odnose.
It's not like I say, when you stop for even a breath, that I take in, so you better translate, you know, if there's like a 2 second pause or 3 second pause. Oh, she's finished. You gotta kind of, yeah, and if you can't keep it going, you kind of like, you know, translate a part and go, and, you know, so. Oh, gosh. You get lost. Huh? Oh, yeah, relationships. One thing everybody likes to talk about, right? So, yeah, we have to, work at building relationships, and we have to work at being happy. So Prabhupada's instructions were chant Hare Krishna and have no worries. There's really no need to worry because you're an eternal spiritual soul and you're going back to Godhead. You know, you're all going back to Godhead. It has nothing to do with me. We're all going back to Godhead. This lifetime or 10 lifetimes from now, but we're going. And be happy. Dvaite Bhadra Bhadra Gyan Sarva Manodharam. This idea that something is Bhadra or Abhadra, auspicious or inauspicious, good or bad, it's simply manodharma. It's a concoction of the mind.
Ta zamka na nešto loše ili dobro, to je samo jedna mentalna ideja.
Ej balo, ej manda, ej sabha brahm. He gave me an entry. Yeah, you stopped and I cut you off. I gotta be slower, I'm passionate. It's tough. Let's have a hand of applause for the translator. She's actually very good, but when she comes up against a speaker like me, I'm nasty. I had one translator, and well, she had pretty tolerance. Neha, is that her name? Neha and Chakovich, Daddy Baksha's wife. Oh, Svavavali. Stavavali. Yes, Stavavali, she's good. And there was somebody in, where was it? Oh, in Brazil, yeah, he was really good. I could go on speaking for 10 minutes and then, oops, I forgot translation, and he would translate everything I said for 10. I couldn't believe it. You got one of those photographic memories or what? And he was a new bhakta. Of course, he'd been a new bhakta for the last 15 years. But so... Fourth instruction? That's my own. Yeah, be happy. The fourth one is have fun. Spiritual life should be a lot of good, clean fun. Don't ever get depressed about anything. It's not even worth it. Supposing you're having trouble with the four regs. And I'm sure that doesn't include any of you here. But I'm sure most of you follow the three regulative principles. No meat, no fish, no eggs. But, it's all up to you, you know. You can go as fast or as slowly as you want, and nobody's keeping a report card. I mean, I'll be the last person. I've got lots of friends in the world who, I just visited two of them. One in Sweden and one in Amsterdam. And, you know, they've had their difficulties, but they're my friends, and I don't ever forget that, ever. And, you know, if there's an opportunity, I'll encourage them to stand up and fight again. So, on the one hand, you should be tough with yourself. You should be strong. But on the other hand, if you just don't make it, chill out a little bit and then try again.
Međutim, oni su dali moji prijatelji, ja to nikada ne zaboravljam. I nema veze ako sada prolazim sve neke teškoće i ne mogu se ispustiti. Tako je i s nama. zrokom od vas. Ako možete sjediti, to je dobro, a ako ne, s jedne strane se trebamo ohrabriti i boriti i pokušati biti čvrsti, tako dalje, ako ne možemo, ne dolazimo, pohvalite se, sve u redu, mislim da.
Good girl. And, there's no question of changing the standards. That's all just a bogus idea. Krishna's pure devotee gave us a minimum standard by which we could be human beings. But it may take some time before we can come to the standard, and we should keep trying.
Međutim, može proći neko vrijeme prije nego što smo sposobni sjediti na stolu, ali trebamo pokušavati na sve.
Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena ca kriyate. Even Krishna tells Arjuna, keep trying, Arjuna, keep trying.
Čak i Krishna kaže, Arjuna, nastavi pokušavati, nastavi se pokušavati.
So, there's nothing I haven't figured out anything to be unhappy about yet. I'm still looking, but
još uvijek sam potvrda, jer mislim da sada našao nešto zbog čega bi neko od nas trebao biti nesretan.
Here's one. You can quote me on this. Sridhar Swami says, okay.
Evo jedna stvar, možete me citirati po ovome što da sam rekao.
There's no utility in negativity. I can't see, I don't feel better by being negative. Nobody else feels better when I'm negative. Where's the utility? Approach life with a positive spirit. You've got the human form. You've got a very good captain in Srila Prabhupada who can direct your ship of the body across the ocean. You have favorable breezes, the Vedic scriptures. Everything's positive. Plus,
imate jedan pozitivan pristup životu, imate ljudsko tijelo, imate vrlo dobrog kapitana koji to tijelo koje se straži zgodom usmjera, to što hvata sa svojim instrukcijama, i imate povoljno vjetra. I to je sve pozitivno u tijelom pristupu.
You know, a lot of times in Croatia especially, here, well, Slovenia and other places also, this is, you know, in America we have at the Sunday feast, they have good kirtans, but they're usually stand-up kirtans. And we, okay, better.
U Americi imamo dobre pripreme tamo svi stoje, ali na kaži htio bi nešto reći, ali to sve ima ovdje kao stovim zdravstva.
We have really good kirtan leaders, especially in New York, and thanks God for, you know, Afro-Americans, because they really play the drum well and lead good kirtan.
Imamo neke jako dobre vođe kirtana, pogotovo u New Yorku, i hvala Bogu za Afro-Amerikance, za prvo rastu, da znaju se znaju svirati ljudem, da tako raz lijepo kirtan.
Have any of you ever done kirtan with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj?
Jer nekad vam bio
kirtan. Yeah, he's alive. So, but you have here something really, really nice. There are a lot of really good bhajan singers here. You know, you got good basketball players, you got good football players, you have good tennis players, and you got good bhajan singers. Both men and women. Snehaja, she was singing bhajans in Snehajana, okay. Sneha is an Indian name, I get it confused, but Snehajana was really, really good in Zagreb. Karlovac was I thought it was Janis Joplin. Powerful voice. she was really good.
I
think her name was Snehajana. But, you know, whenever I come, people say, I say, what time's the program? Well, bhajans start at 6, and, you know, your lecture is 7, so we'll pick you up about 5 to 7, and as if, you know, I'm supposed to miss the bhajans or something.
Ljudi neki pristup mene kao stilu kada počinu vraženje u 6, a lekcija u 7, ok, pokupit ćete se u 5 do 7, tada onda želi propustiti vraženje.
There's nothing I like better than to sit and just absorb the beautiful energy of the kirtans and the bhajans. They're so sweet.
Nema mi ništa milije, nego samo sjeti i pijati o prekrasnu energiju vraženja u pjesmu, to je tako slovo.
In fact, if we could just, you know, because, like, for me, sitting in my own lecture is like a waste of time.
We could
just do away with it and just have bhajan, you know, that would be really cool. So, enjoy the bhajan. Enjoy the chanting of Krishna's names. Take Krishna prasadam because it's so good. Jai Bhataka Maharaj and I are both, well, he's a 34-year, 33-year man or something. I'm a couple of years younger than him. But we were both skinny years ago. In fact, some people think I'm his brother. But prasadam is so nice, especially when the ladies know how to cook. It's super. You know, everywhere you see all these signs, I mean, it's incredible how much PR, how much money they've spent, you know, the big M, you know, the Mac. That is, you know, that's the last thing on my mind. You know, prasadam is so good that why would you be even interested in dead, rotten flesh? On Indian airplanes, they always come by and they say, "Well, you have the veg or the non-veg?" And I always say, "No, we don't eat dead, rotten flesh. I'll have the vegetarian." But why do they call it non-veg? It's, you know, it's a polite way for them of saying rotten, burning flesh. Such a
kada imao prasadama. Na primjer, u ovom letu bi meni iskih zrakoplovnih kompanija pitao se da se daži biti vegetarijansko ili ne vegetarijansko, ali ja kažem ne hvala, ne treba mi to mrtvo to ne. I uopće ne znam zašto imaju taj eufemizam kao ne vegetarijansko, kao ne vegetarijansko to odra.
And you know, we all need some social activities in our life. You're raising a family, great, you're doing a great job, but you need some extra social activities.
Okay, ako imate obitelj, podižete djecu, tako dalje, ali svima nam treba još nešto, kao što druženje sebi.
So get together with some other devotees and organize a nice temple and split. It's about time.
Eto onda, na primjer, u tom konspiru vrijeme i da se ovako skupite s nekim bakom u splitu da organizirate neki veći sam.
It doesn't have to be the Taj Mahal.
Ne mora biti Taj Mahal.
It doesn't have to be the Vatican.
Ne mora biti Vatikan.
That'll come later.
That's what happened to us.
But, you know, let's have a place that we can call our own, where we can bring our family and friends and...
Ali zašto ne bismo imali to svoje mjesto gdje možemo dovesti svoje prijatelje i obitelj?
Where we don't forget the sound system and Prabhupada's name is there. And, you know, try to hear from devotees, brahmacharis and sannyasis and advanced devotees, and try to follow the regulative principles strictly.
I pokušajte slušati o zamačanju sa njesto na tom dasa i strogo slijedite regulativne principe.
Get on that train.
I pokušajte slušati o zamačanju.
Okay, thank you. I really love you all.
Thank you.